Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be back.
早上好，大家，很高兴回到这里。
I've been learning some Mandarin.
我一直在学广东话啊，普通话。
But I'm very careful to use it today because of a story a friend of mine told me.
但是我要很谨慎的去用，因为我的一个朋友这么跟我说。
He was in Laos.
他在那个老国啊、老国对吧？老
Laos, yeah, yeah. And he tells a story of being introduced to a pastor from Laos who was speaking at the church that he was speaking at before he came to speak.
啊、他跟我说他在老国这个地方啊、被介绍成为一个牧师。当人们介绍他是一位牧师的时候。
And he had a translator with him, and the pastor came up and introduced my American friend to a lady his age, and then a young girl about 9. Sorry about that. I didn't know how to break that up.
然后他要就是上台讲道之前，当地的这一个教会的牧师就给他介绍他的一个有一个朋友，就是一个女孩。
That was quick. Did you say all of? Okay, so he's introduced to this part, and the pastor said, "These are my two wives."
Oh, 这个牧师说这是我的两位啊妻子。
Well, that's what it was translated at to him.
Oh, 那个是给翻译回来给他的。
And he said, "What kind of church is this?"
然后他就想，这是怎样一个教会？
And he's like, "This, they definitely need revival."
这个教会肯定需要复兴。
And he was furious, and he's like, "I'm really angry, but this is not good. I'm just about to preach. I've got to find out what's going on."
他就感到很愤怒，他也不知道该怎么做，因为他马上就要去讲道。
Because he said, I don't know if this translator's got this right."
他也不清楚到底这个翻译有没有去说清楚。
And so he goes to the other pastor's wife and says, "Like, this is what's going on here. This translator's just introduced the pastors, this lady and young girl as his wives."
然后他就去到另一位的牧师那里去跟他说他刚才这一位牧师跟他介绍这两位这个女士是他的妻子，那一位年轻的女孩也是他的妻子。
And she starts laughing.
然后他就那位牧师
就开始笑。And she just laughs. And he thinks, "What? Now this is funny."
然后他笑得很大声，觉得很可笑这件事情。
And she says, "No, in our language, the term ladies and wives is very similar. You can get it wrong."
他说因为在我们的语言里面这个女士和妻子是非常接近的，所以很容易就混淆了。
He tried to say, "These are my two ladies, but one is his wife and the other is his daughter."
他是想说这两位是我的女孩，一个是我的妻子，一位是我的女儿。
So,I'm getting it right today. I introduce my wife and my daughter Emily, my two ladies.
今天我要把这个说清楚，我的妻子和我的女儿在现场。
So I was going to do that in Mandarin. You didn't know what you were going to get.
所以如果我用中普通话说，你们不知道会听到什么。
Well, friends, it's great to be back with you and with my co-preacher Gemma.
很高兴可以再次跟大家一起，然后我们一起同工。
She does a great job, does she not?
Oh, I hope so.
Friends, it's a serious message today, and I thank you for the privilege of sharing it with you.
今天是一段很重要的一段，很严肃的一段经文，然后我也希望可以跟大家在这里分享。
I thank you to Pastor Frank for inviting me back.
很感谢梁牧师邀请他回来。
And I love the choir before. Thank you, ladies.
他也很喜欢那个诗班的现场，谢谢。
It was beautiful.
很美好。
My title today is "The Gospel Comes with a Stopwatch." We're running out of time to share Jesus.
我们今天的这个题目就是这个福音的信息是跟 带着一个这个秒表的，就是我们去传福音的时间是越来越少。
And there's a lot of the world to be saved, amen?
然后这个世界上有很多的人需要去被拯救。
And whilst there are so many dreams and visions that people in remote countries are seeing all the time of Jesus.
在我们的国家里面有很多时候人们都可以看到很多有关耶稣的这些信息。
And there are so many media ministries that are reaching people in ways that they've never been reached before.
有很多的媒体是在去不同的地方，不同的方式去传讲这个他们没有尝试过的这些方式去传讲这个信息。
But the Great Commission of Jesus will not be finished without people going.
但是这个主耶稣的这个大使命，如果没有人去传讲的话，就不可能完成。
Paul says in Romans, blessed are the feet of those who bring good news.
保罗在罗马书里面说到，就是can you say that again?
Blessed are the feet of those who bring good news.
Okay, 传福音的、传佳音的人的脚踪是何等的佳美。
And Paul says, how are people going to hear if we don't go to them?
保罗也说，如果我们不去传，人们怎么可以听得到呢？
People ask me here in Australia, what is the most powerful message from the suffering church to us?
有人在澳洲曾经问过我，在现在世上这些受苦的教会里面，什么是最有能力的信息？
There's an urgency, I say, in all of them, regardless of what country or situation, there's an urgency to share Jesus, whatever the cost.
有一个很急迫的需要去传扬主耶稣的这个道，不论是在世界各地各个教会各个地方。
And they say to me, take this message back to the West.
他们这么跟我说，把这个信息带回到西方世界。
Don't you ever give up in freedom what we would never give up in persecution.
让他们不要放弃这个自由，就好像我们在这个逼迫中永不放弃。
And that's a faithful witness to the resurrection of Jesus.
这也是对主耶稣复活信息的一个忠诚。
In parts of the world today, countries, governments don't really mind people talking about Jesus.
世界上很多地区政府都不太介意人们去说这个信息，耶稣的信息。
But there's a problem when you talk about the resurrection.
但是当你去传讲这个复活的信息的时候就有问题了。
They're happy to hear the story of Jesus told and Jesus dies and that's it.
他们很高兴你去说主耶稣为我们受死然后就结束了。
Parts of mainland China, this is true. You can talk about Jesus, but leave him in the grave.
在部分的中国大陆地区也是一样的，就是你可以去讲主耶稣为我们受死，但是就让他停留在这个他的这个坟墓里面。
You start talking about the resurrection and you'll be in trouble.
如果你开始传讲复活，那你就会有大麻烦了。
Because if the resurrection is true, then that changes everything.
因为如果复活的是真的，那就会改变一切。
And we believe it's true. That's why we're here. Amen.
我们相信这个是真的，这也是为什么我们今天在这里。阿门。
The Apostle Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for everyone who would believe.
保罗，使徒保罗这么说，我不为福音，我不以福音为耻，因为这个是福音本是神的大能，为要救一切相信的。
And around the world today, there are so many.Of the Christians in suffering who are not ashamed of this message.
现在在很多那些被逼迫的这些基督徒被逼迫的这些国家，他们这些基督徒也不以福音为耻。
Research has been done on the most effective people who share the gospel in the world's hardest places.
有一个研究就是在这些基督徒就是受苦最严重的这些地方。
More often than not, they are women under the age of 30 who've been Christians less than 3 years and who are poor. Most often they are women under the age of 30.
在女士在30岁以下的。
They've been Christians less than 3 years and they're very poor.
他们成为基督徒不到三年，并且非常的贫穷。
So men, we need to rise up because the ladies are beating us when it comes to sharing Jesus. This is true.
所以弟兄们要起来去传扬耶稣。
And in Australia, well, in our country, in the West, the longer that you're a Christian, the less likely it is that you'll share Jesus with a non-Christian.
在澳洲这样的国家，如果你成为基督徒越久，越长的时间，那你出来去传扬耶稣的机会也会越少。
So never give up in freedom what they wouldn't give up in persecution.
所以我们永远都不要放弃这个自由，就当他们在这个受苦中也没有放弃。
And this is a challenge for us because Jesus says in Matthew 10.
这对我们来说也是一个挑战，正如耶稣在马太福音十章里面所说的。
If you will not speak up for me before men, I'll not speak up for you before my Father.
如果你在人前也不为我说话的话，我也不会在我父面前为你说话。
And it's a warning. There's lots of warnings in the Bible we often don't talk about, yeah?
这是一个提醒，一个警告，在圣经里面的，我们很少会说到。
So this morning I want to encourage you and embolden you and refresh you in sharing Jesus.
所以今天早上我希望可以来鼓励大家，来使大家的灵里也可以更新，来去传扬福音。
Why is the gospel becoming the power of God in the world's hardest places, but it's not so much here?
为什么这个福音在那些其他国家地区反而现在更好的可以传开来，不像在澳洲这里。
I think there's 3 reasons why we're ashamed or afraid. Let's say we're afraid to share Jesus.
我认为有三个原因使我们就是感到羞愧或者是害怕去传扬福音的。
When people talk to me here about sharing Christ, there's one theme that comes up all the time.
当人们跟我说到去传扬耶稣基督的时候，总会说到的一点。
It's not so much that we're afraid, it's that we don't know what to say.
这有时候不是因为我们害怕，而是因为我们不知道该怎么说。
What am I going to say to them? I don't have a response.
我们要跟他说什么？我们没有一个回应。
Well, you know what? You don't need to be a seasoned apologist. Apologetics. You don't need to be good at theology.
你们让我告诉你们，你们并不需要很了解这个神学，就是理论。
If the people who are turning the world upside down in the hardest countries are mostly illiterate, we don't need to have great theology to share Jesus.
当这个世界被颠倒的时候，在很急迫的时候，我们也不需要这个神学去分享耶稣。
And we have the encouragement from Jesus. Just the next slide, thanks. In Matthew 10, he says, don't worry about what you're going to say. When you're arrested, I'll give you the words to say.
这个耶稣也在马太福音十章里面去鼓励我们说，你们不要担心去要说什么话，怎样说或说什么，到那时候我必赐给你们当说的话。
So if you want the Holy Spirit in that moment to invade your mouth and give you speech, just get arrested.
So, 如果你想要圣灵在你不知道当说什么的时候去充满你，去让你说当说的话的话，那你就被捉吧，被捉捕。
So let's all get arrested.
让我们都被。
Just kidding.
开玩笑的。
But what a witness would that be to the world if we were all arrested? I mean, they couldn't miss that, could they?
那如果我们所有基督徒都被抓了，那对世界来说是多么大的一个见证呢？
And this is true. This happened in one country some years ago, in Somalia.
这个在他 Simon 的国家很多年前也真的是真实发生的。
Pretty well all of the church was arrested in one day.
将近一整个教会在一整天都被抓了，的人都被抓了。
So we need not be afraid because Jesus has promised he'll give us the words, but on the condition that we must be prepared to take the risk.
所以我们不用害怕被捉，因为耶稣也应许我们，但是我们要在基于这一个就是去
take the risk.
Take the risk. 我们要勇于去接受这一个这个风险。
The second reason why I think we don't share Jesus is that the language is countercultural. It's just a bit weird.
第二点，我们为什么不去分享耶稣？可能是这个文化上这种语言上的一种很奇怪的地方。
The whole idea of an angry God sacrificing his own son in the most horrific form of torture.
这一个他显现出来，主耶稣在为我们受死，然后去弥补神的这个愤怒，这一个画面。
I mean, this is cosmic child abuse on the greatest scale known to man.Cosmic child abuse. So it's like people think God is a child abuser. He kills his own son.
就让人想到这个神是一个去迫害儿童，因为他杀了自己的儿子。
For this sin that he created, some people think, well, where's evil come from?
有的人认为神这么做是，甚至是这个罪都是神创造的。你有没有想过罪是从哪里来的呢？
And so people get very confused about this message.
人们对这整一个信息都感到很困惑。
And in our culture, it's a bit primitive for many people.
我们的这一个文化也是对很多人来说也是很困惑的。
And the Apostle Paul found this problem too. He says in 1 Corinthians 1:23.
保罗也是感到很困惑，他也在这一个哥林多前书一章二十三节这么说。
He says the message of the cross is a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Greeks.
他说主耶稣的这个信息对于犹太人来说是一个绊脚石，对于外邦人来说是愚拙的。
But he also says, do not ever empty the cross of its power.
但他也说不要轻看主耶稣神的这个大能。
And Paul gives us the encouragement that there's two responses to sharing the gospel of Jesus.
保罗也给我们有这样的鼓励，因为当我们去传扬神的信息的时候，会有两个不同的回应。
And when we share Jesus, these are the two responses that we will always get.
当我们去分享耶稣的时候，这就是两个我们可能会得到的回应。
There'll be some people that thinks the message smells and stinks, and we stink too, like a rotting corpse.
有的人会认为这个信息，闻起来就像是这个这种死亡腐烂的腐化的这个味道。
And they will hate us. What do you do with a rotting corpse? You get rid of it and bury it.
人们会很憎恶这股味道，然后就会想把它给埋葬了。
But Paul says for other people, when they hear the message, it will be like the beautiful aroma of heaven.
保罗也说，有的人听到了这个信息以后，就会觉得这是一个很柔美的天堂的馨香之气。
And it's the most incredible news that they've ever heard.
也是他们从未听过的很美妙的一个信息。
But we have to share the full gospel. This is where we find the power of God.
所以我们要去分享这个全备的福音，这也是神的大能的所显现的地方。
There's one verse that sums up the gospel.
有一节经文是可以很好的去总结这个圣经的这个福音。
And it's not Romans 3:16. It's not.John 3:16.
这不是在约翰福音三章十六节。
We must share the full gospel of Jesus and take the risks for it.
我们必须要去完整的去分享这个福音，并且去接受这一个风险。
We must talk more as much about sin as we do grace.
我们一定要去，就像罪有多大，恩典就有多大一样。
It's easy to talk about grace. Everyone loves grace language.
大家都很喜欢听恩典的这些言语。
But people do not want to hear, or it's harder to hear that they have fallen short of God's grace and glory.
但是人们一般都不太爱去听我们这个罪和亏缺了神的荣耀的这一部分。
And this is what the word sin really actually means. It comes from archery language.
这也是这个人们为什么就是犯罪，然后他们也不爱去听这一些话。
The word sin in Greek actually means to miss the mark.
这个罪在这个希腊语言古语里面的意思就是去就是没有击中靶心。
It's like you're a trained archer, but you can't hit the target right in front of you.
就像一个弓箭手没有射中这个目标。
And what Jesus does is he comes and he takes your bow and he gives you a new one.
主耶稣来了，就好像他拿了这一个这个箭，然后给了你一个新的。
And he retrains you about how to be a skilled bowman with his help.
然后他也是重新去训练你，培训你成为一个很好的这一个射击手。
So that you can hit the mark every time.
然后你每一次都可以击中这个靶心。
And the mark is God's standard.
The mark is
God's standard, God's way.
目标中心就是神的这个标准。
And this is what the word sin means. So if you want to take that, that's what it actually means in the Greek in the New Testament.
这个就是这个罪在通过希腊语来表现出来的。
It's a much easier way to understand the word sin, isn't it?
这样子是不是就更容易理解什么是罪了？
The verse is Romans 3:23, which says, yeah.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Which says this, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But are justified freely by his grace.
如今却蒙了神的恩典。
Through the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ.
就白白的称义。神也设立耶稣做挽回祭。
God presented Christ.As a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood.
神让耶稣做挽回祭，借着凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，需要显明神的义。
So we have all the ingredients of the gospel in this one verse.
所以我们在这一段经文里面就包含了这个福音信息所有的这些原料。
Sin, glory,
荣耀
justification by faith,
因信称义。
Redemption through the blood of Jesus.
因着耶稣的这个血所做的挽回祭。
And that kind of itchy, scratchy, annoying term for Westerners, blood sacrifice.
这个血的这个救赎，对于西方世界的人来说，就是感到很不痛不痒的。
And when we share.The full gospel like this, this is where the power of God that Paul talks about is found and released.
当我们去完全的去分享这个福音的信息的时候，这也就是神他福音的大能所要彰显的时候。
I'm not ashamed because the gospel is the power of God.
我不以福音为耻，因为这本是神的大能。
So friends,Don't be worried about what you're going to say.
所以朋友们不用担心你们要说什么。
Because Jesus promised if we take the risk to share him, he'll give us the words we need to say.
因为耶稣也应许我们，当我们愿意去承担这个风险，去分享他的信息的时候，他也会给我们所要说的话语。
Now that doesn't mean that learning some apologetics and knowing how to debate is not important.
这也不是说知道那一些知道怎么样去辩论，还有这些一些辩论的技巧，还有一些理论不重要。
It means that you don't actually need it for the power of God to be released through your voice.
这只是意味着你不需要这些技巧去让神的话语通过你去彰显出来，神的大能通过你的话语彰显出来。
I want to finish with a beautiful story from a pastor in Vietnam.
我想要用这一段美丽的故事，是讲关于在越南的一位牧师的，来结束今天的信息。
And he says, our boldness to share Jesus is connected with our love for his word.
他说我们勇敢的去分享主耶稣的信息，其实就是紧紧的依靠着我们对神的爱。
And he said, I want to tell you a story of one of the most effective evangelists in all of Vietnam.
我想跟大家分享一个在整个越南一个最有能力的一个去传讲去传福音的一个故事。
And I got to meet this man.
Simon 他也遇到了这一位弟兄。
He said, I was so hungry for the word of God and I was sharing him so boldly, but I didn't have my own Bible.
他说我多么对神的话语多么的饥渴，我也很希望去分享他的信息，但是我却没有一本圣经。
And this was a time in the country when Bibles were illegal and so very few Christians had them.
这个是在当时圣经是很不普及，很缺乏，而且是不合法去拥有的。
And he said, I was so hungry for a Bible, and I found out that there was a pastor a 1 week away walking distance who had a Bible.
我太饥渴想要去读圣经了，然后我发现我了解到有一位牧师，他住在离我要走路大概一个星期远的这个距离那么远的地方。
And I thought maybe I could borrow his Bible.
然后我就想或许我可以去借他的圣经。
And so I wrote him a letter.
然后我就给他写了一封信。
And I said, I'm coming down to see you.
他说我要来看你。
And the pastor said, come down.
然后牧师就说来吧。
He said, I'd like to borrow your Bible just for one day, one night.
他说我只想要借你的圣经，只借一天一晚。
And the pastor said, you can stay two nights.
然后牧师说你可以借两晚。
And he said it was about a week's walk.
他说有大概要走一个星期的路。
Because my motorbike was broken and I had no money, so I had to walk.
因为我没有车也没有钱，所以我要走路。
And so he took a week to walk to the pastor's home.
所以他就走了一个星期的路到这个牧师家。
Because Vietnam is a very long country, yeah?
因为越南是一个很细长的一个国家。
And he left his job.
他就放下他的工作。
He was so hungry for the word of God.
他对神的话语很饥渴。
And he said to his wife and kids, I'll be back soon. I have to go.
他对他的妻儿也说，我很快会回来，我必须得去。
So he arrives at the pastor's house and the pastor says, hey, look, you can have the Bible. It's okay. Just keep it for the 2 days you're here.
他到了这个牧师家里，牧师就说，来，这是圣经，你可以看这两天可以慢慢看。
But be really careful because it's the only Bible in this whole province.
然后他就说要很小心，因为这是整一个省里面唯一的圣经。
And the pastor in the two nights that this man was there, he would look into his room now and then.
这位牧师就当这个人在他家住的这两天，他也在观看他房间，他在房间里。
And he said he's up all night. He's not sleeping.
然后他就发现他一整晚都在读书，一整晚都醒着没有睡。
And in the morning, the pastor asks the man, well, is everything okay? You haven't been sleeping.
早上牧师就问这个人一切都好吗？你没有睡觉。
And this man says, the word of God is just so wonderful and the stories just like bring such joy to my soul. I can't sleep.
然后这个人就说这个神的话语实在是太美好了，这个信息这种喜乐给我的心里的满足让我无法睡觉。
And when the man hands the Bible back to the pastor and goes, the pastor, yeah.
当这位弟兄他把这个圣经还给这位牧师然后离开。
The pastor said, I had to dry the Bible out in the sun for 2 days.
牧师说他要在这个太阳底下去烘干这本圣经。
And I said, why is that?
我就问为什么呢？
And he said, because he soaked it with his tears.
他说因为这本圣经都被他的泪水浸泡了。
And the pastor said, you know, this is why our churches are growing and maybe why yours in the West are not.
他说这就是为什么在我们这地方的教会反而在不断的增长，而在你们的教会，你们地区的教会，在西方的教会没有。
Because people in our country hunger for the word of God.
因为在我们国家的基督徒，他们对神的话语非常饥渴。
And if you don't have the words of Jesus marinating your soul, how can you share him boldly?
如果你没有主耶稣的话语来浸泡你的心灵，你怎么可以去分享这个信息，去勇敢的分享呢？
So friends, the gospel comes with a stopwatch. We're running out of time.
所以朋友们，神的信息，主耶稣的信息是带随着这一个秒表，我们很快就没有时间了。
So I pray that you're encouraged today to embrace and love Jesus anew through his word.
我也希望大家，我祷告大家可以去拥抱神的话语，享受和神话语的甘甜。
And to share him boldly with the promise.
然后可以勇敢的去分享这些应许。
That if you take a risk on him,
当你愿意去承担这个风险，
he'll release his power on you.
他也会将这一个大能释放在你的身上。
In ways that you couldn't possibly imagine.
是你自己无法想象的方式。
Well, friends, thank you. Let me pray for you.
谢谢大家，我们一同来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主，我们感谢你的话语。
Your truth that sets us free.
你的真理使我们得自由。
Lord, give us a fresh love for your word.
主啊，给我们一个全新的爱对你的话语。
Because, Lord, we're reminded in John that our love for your word means our love for you.
就像约翰福音里面所说的，我们对你的爱就通过我们对你话语的渴慕体现出来。
Because, Jesus, you are the word become flesh.
因为主耶稣，你就是道成肉身。
Lord, dwell among us through your word and give us your voice.
主啊，透过你的话语住在我们当中，也赐给我们当说的话。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm trying to keep my sermons shorter now.
今天的这个信息是尽量缩短了的。
And my wife Alison likes that too.
因为她的太太 Alison 也希望这样。
Because that gives her more time to speak after me.
这样给她有机会来分享。
So I'll invite Alison up now to come and share about our work and her recent trip to Ukraine.
我们现在邀请 Alison 来跟我们分享她最近去乌克兰的一个行程。I'll translate. 我会为大家翻译。
In the world today, there are more than 2 billion people who identify with the Christian faith. That's more than one-third of the global population.
就超过了三分之一的世界人口。
70% of Christians, however, live in countries where God's people are under threat.
有70%的基督徒正生存在受逼迫的国家。
Are routinely attacked and denied work.
有四亿的基督徒正遭受被攻击，失去工作和教育的机会。仅仅因为他们跟随耶稣，每一天就有13位基督徒被杀害，因着他们对基督的信仰。很多被逼迫的基督徒也受征战、危机、迁移等影响。 导致他们精神上严重受创和极度脆弱。但是依然有希望，114工程就是在前线去支持和装备这些受苦的教会。有很多人道主义援助和宣教事工专注在外在的物质帮助，但很少有危机中的基督徒得到精神方面的帮助。114工程就不一样，我们创造了三项独特的系列工作坊，有目的的栽种。我们的工作坊包含从心理学和圣经经文来装备领袖在精神方面和属灵层面去帮助，这些长期受创创伤修复和解还有复原力。然后114工程是一项草根事工，启发于腓立比书一章十四节，七位世界同工中的每一位都有直接亲自的投入到前线工作中。我们的资料有八种语言，事工在六个国家进行。通过114工程的医治和装备，世界各地被逼迫的基督徒就是活生生的例子，如何靠着对基督的信心战胜危机和挑战，并在苦难中成长。现在有上千人已经参与到我们的工作坊，靠着你的支持，有更多的人同样可以获得希望和医治。我们相信重建恢复喜乐很重要，医治是有可能的，饶恕带来自由，复原力创造改变。对于个人和整个社区，我们可以一起在这个神国度的事工中有份。
Good morning, friends.
早上好。
As you saw in our video, we are now working in several countries.
就像你在我们刚才的视频中看到的，我们现在在好多个国家有事工。
And we recently launched our project in Ukraine.
我们最近就在乌克兰这个地区来开展我们的事工。
So I'm just going to share with you briefly about our Ukraine project now.
我现在就想简单的跟大家分享一下在乌克兰的事工。
In early September, I traveled to Ukraine for about 10 days.
在九月初我去到乌克兰，大概待了十天。
I traveled with another lady who was my host and translator.
我跟另一位姊妹一起去同行，她是我的也是一个翻译。
And there were two reasons for my trip to Ukraine.
有两个主要的原因，为什么我要去到乌克兰。
The first reason was to meet with some key partners.
第一个原因就要去当地与一些主要的一些合作伙伴去见面。
We will be working with another humanitarian agency.
我们会和另一些人道主义的救援中介去合作。
They are a Christian ministry involved in evacuating people from the conflict zones.
他们也是基督徒的一个事工，是去帮助那些在当地去逃离那个战事的一些机构。
They rescue women, children, orphans, and vulnerable people from the war.
他们是在这个战争中去拯救这一些弱势群体，像妇女儿童。
And they relocate them to safer areas of the country.
然后把他们带领到国家比较安全的地区。
Even though they are helping people with meeting their physical needs,
虽然他们是帮助这些人去满足他们身体上的一些需要，
they realized that people are also damaged mentally, spiritually, and emotionally.
他们也意识到这些人其实也在精神上还有灵力还有情绪上是受到了很大的创伤。
Even though they have removed them from the violence, the trauma follows them.
虽然他们已经将这些人从这个这些很暴力的这些环境里面去解救出来，但是这个创伤是依旧跟着他们的。
So we will partner with them and give them our trauma recovery resources to use.
所以我们会跟他们一同工作，去给他们我们的这一些修复创伤复原的这些资料。
We will train them so that they can minister to traumatized people.
我们也会给他们提供一些培训，所以他们可以更好的去帮助去医治这些受到创伤的人。
So that was the first reason for my trip to meet with them and discuss our vision.
所以这个就是我第一个要去乌克兰的原因，就是去跟这些同工去见面，并且将我们的意向去告诉他们。
The second reason for my visit was to introduce some women to art therapy.
第二个这趟行程的原因就是去给当地的这些妇女这些姊妹去分享我们的这一套这个艺术一个治疗艺术的这一个这一些一系列的这个活动。
So art therapy is using creative expression to communicate in a different way.
这种艺术治疗就是给我们一个很有创造性的一个交流的方式，可以去抒发他们的情感。
Sometimes if a person is traumatized, they can't speak about what happened.
有些时候有些人他们遇到了太大的创伤，他们是没有办法用语言去表达出来的。
But it's important that they are able to communicate about their experience.
但是让他们可以去交流，去表达出他们的这些经历非常的重要。
Art therapy can help them share without speaking and using words.
这种艺术治疗就可以帮助他们去抒发他们的情感，他们的一些想法，不需要去说出来。
So before I went to Ukraine, I put together this book.
所以当我去乌克兰之前就做了这一本书。
It's called Healing Hearts Art Therapy Workbook.
这本书叫做《医治心灵的一个艺术治疗工作本》。
And in this book, there are activities to help people process grief, trauma, and loss.
在这本书里面有很多的一些小活动，可以帮助他们去抒发他们的这一些创伤的一些心情、一些想法。
So I had it translated into the Ukrainian language.
所以我也把这一本书的这些语言是翻译成乌克兰当地的语言。
And then I had 100 copies printed and I took them into the country with me.
然后有100本的这个印制出来，然后他是亲自带过去乌克兰。
I also had 100 packs of art supplies.
也带了100本的这一个一些艺术方面的一些美术作品。
So over the course of 10 days, we went to several locations.
所以在这十天当中，我们去了不同的一些地区。
We met with displaced women and did workshops with them.
然后就遇到这一些被迁移的这些妇女，然后也跟他们开展这个工作坊。
Then I gave them the book and the art supplies.
然后我就给他们这一些书，还有这些美术的一些资料。
They were so blessed and encouraged that I had come and given them this resource.
他们感到Alison 可以去到当地跟他们分享这些资料、这些资源，感到非常的蒙福和感恩。
And it was really special for them to be able to share their stories with me.
然后他们也愿意将他们的故事跟 Alison 分享，也让他感到非常的宝贵。
I have a short video to show you now.
现在有一个很短的视频给大家分享。
I recorded some of it while I was in Ukraine.
一部分是在乌克兰当地去拍摄的。
You will be able to see a little bit of what I experienced there.
你就可以看到一点关于我经历过的事情。
And there will be some photos of the workshops I did with the women.
然后也有一些我跟一些妇女一起去做工作坊的这个一些照片。
Alison Ratre here with some quick greetings from the center of Kyiv in Ukraine.
Alison, 在乌克兰的首都基辅跟大家问好。
And been having a really wonderful time.
他已经来了一周，还有一周离开。他度过了一段美好的时光，通过做这个美术治疗的施工，与一些刚迁移的人。他遇到了很可爱的一家人，最近刚被撤离，离开整个国家最危险的区域，跟他们分享的时光很宝贵。通过简单的艺术活动，给他们一个机会去抒发自己。这段经历也非常蒙福，也让人很心痛。老实讲，很难用言语来形容他此刻的心情，那种失落的感觉，同时也感受到一种真实的去解决对和平的决心还有意志。所以请继续祷告。我们很爱乌克兰的人民，相信你们也是。很感谢你们的祷告，我会接着跟你们分享一些视频和图画。我祷告能够给你们祝福和挑战，感谢大家在这一段旅程当中同行，期待回到澳洲后很快跟大家见面。Alison 在这里再次跟大家更新她所在的这个城镇先前被俄罗斯袭击破坏。可以看到她背后的这栋楼。
This building was attached to this building.
这两栋楼原本是连在一起的。
Destroyed in the middle.
中间的部分被完全的毁坏。
That you can actually see is where all the stairs and the elevators would have been. So people who were actually.
他所指的这部分原本是电梯和楼梯。
Actually getting out once it was hit.
所以当时在大楼里的人完全没有办法撤离，都被困在当中。
What happened in numerous towns?
这只是其中的一个例子，在许许多多的城镇中。就是他所处的地区附近，这就是他们所经历的创伤，仅仅是待在自己居住的公寓里，在被袭击后甚至没有办法逃离。可以看到他身后的大楼都被烧毁烧焦了，水泥到处都是，窗户支离破碎，这些都是他们的家，他们的客厅、厨房完全被摧毁了。这是给我们看到一个例子，让我们知道当时发生了什么。
Thank you.
So it was a really powerful and moving experience to visit Ukraine.
所以这一个是一个很震撼的一个经历去到乌克兰。
Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in this crisis.
请继续为这些在危机当中受苦的这些弟兄姊妹去祷告。
We have some tables at the back of the room for you to come and see us after the meeting.
在我们教会背后的那里桌子上有很多的一些图画，可以大家可以去看。There are
some art prints and greeting cards there that I have made that you can purchase if you like.
有一些卡片，还有一些印制出来的一些图画，是大家可以是Alison制作的，大家也可以购买的。This
is one of the art prints called the Tear Garden.
这就是其中的一个图画，叫做眼泪的花园。It's
inspired by Psalm 56, verse 8, which reads.
这个图画是受在诗篇56篇8节里面所来的这个灵感，就说你已经收集了我的一切的眼泪在这个瓶子里。Many
women in Australia have been blessed by this art print.
在澳洲有很多的姊妹妇女都很被这一图画来蒙福的，很得福。
And I have copies of this one with me today.
我今天也有带了一些来。The
next slide. We also have this print translated into Ukrainian and Arabic.
我们也有将这个图画的一些文字去把它们翻译成这个乌克兰的语言和阿拉伯语。And
when I went to Ukraine, I took 100 copies of this one with me.
当我去乌克兰的时候，就带了100个印制的这个图画过去。This
young woman has 3 small children and her husband is fighting in the war.
这位年轻的女士，她有3个很幼小的孩子，然后她的丈夫也在这个战争中当中去。
It was really special to be able to give these women something just for them when they have lost so much.
可以去给予他们一点点东西的时候，真的很蒙福，他们真的是失去了这么多。If
you would like to find out about our work regularly, you can sign up to receive our newsletter.
如果你想了解我们事工更多的一些信息，可以在网上去注册，然后就可以收到我们的这一些更新的信息。We
send out an email newsletter each month, and you can write your email down at our table.
我们每个月都会有发出这些邮件更新信息，你也可以在后面的台面那里去留下你们的电邮。
You can also collect a brochure today that tells you about our work.
你也可以拿一个传单，是告诉你们关于我们的这个施工的一些信息。Thank
you so much for your support, and we look forward to sharing with you again.
谢谢大家的支持，很希望可以再次跟大家分享。
Alison Retro.
Thank you.